bottom line.
What you need to know, as you know, at Jacob Wentz Ministries, we have been fighting sex trafficking and the sexual exploitation of children for 29 years. And we've been following and involved in trying to uncover this corruption and debacle called Jeffrey Epstein and the surrounding forces since 2005. Remember in 2007, Mr. Acosta helped him get free, and all the info was there in 07, and I'll show you why that was important. But yet Jeffrey Epstein was left to roam around freely in New York and Mexico and Florida and on his island, of course. And then again in 2019, 2020, 2021, and here we are today, early 2024, with the news that Judge Loretta Preska ordered this list of names to be made available that everybody is so excited about. Let me tell you what you can expect. And this is coming from an educated opinion. We are in the fight every day, actively rescuing sex traffic victims and turned survivors. We are looking at the legislative process of prosecuting sex traffickers and the dismal performance of that in our nation. We're looking at the forces behind proliferating pornography, sexual abuse material, CSAM, child sexual abuse material online. We're looking at the lack of prosecutions from district attorneys. We are fighting this fight every single day through the judicial process and drafting policy and legislation. We know who's blocking, who's tackling. We know who's allowing this to happen and who's not. So let me tell you what you can expect, what's going to happen, because everybody is pretty excited about this list. If you dive into what exactly transpired, remember, Virginia Guffrey, a survivor that never really got justice, and they'll say alleged. If you look at ABC and NBC and CBS and CNN, they'll say, well, the alleged trafficking victim. You had a firsthand witness and testimony. Virginia Guffrey, now residing in Australia, came as a key witness. It's because of her defamation lawsuit. Yes, you heard me right. Defamation lawsuit. Not anti-trafficking lawsuit. Her defamation lawsuit against Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey's accomplice. Keep that knot in your ear. Come back to accomplice, because I have a different opinion on that. Virginia Guffrey received a settlement in the defamation lawsuit against Ghislaine Maxwell, and Judge Loretta Preska said as a result of that settlement, these names need to be made public early in 2024. Could be today, could be tomorrow. What you don't know is that the John Doe's, of which a former president, President Bill Clinton, is referred to as Doe 36, and they've got numbers, and some of the numbers have changed, by the way, that the Does and their lawyers were notified that their names were going to appear on a list, and they had 14 days to appeal. So for 14 days, the lawyers of the bad guys, potential bad guys, of course not all of them, we're not saying that, but if a name is on a list, the lawyers had an opportunity to see, well, what information do you have? Most of this information comes from the Maxwell trial, because there was not an extensive investigation into the Epstein trial, although he was arrested. So from the Maxwell trial, from the documentation and the court records and that which was sealed, and this, by the way, now will be the eighth information release, not the first. This will be the eighth time where information from the trial and from Epstein and Maxwell, from their lives, is being released to the public. I want to read something to you that Judge Preska said. The government's evidence at trial established that over the course of a decade, Maxwell facilitated and participated in the sexual abuse of multiple young girls, prosecutors wrote in their early brief. Of course, Maxwell was found guilty. Maxwell is painted as the madam, what we call the bottom girl in the trafficking world, the recruiter. She's actually also an abuser. She's actually a trafficker. I argue that if you really want to look into this and dive deep in the forces behind Jeffrey Epstein, the death of Jeffrey Epstein, whichever side of the fence you are on that, whether the bones in his body and his neck and his vertebrae were crushed by self-hanging or by murder, wherever you fall in that, you got to go all the way back to Robert Maxwell. Who is Robert Maxwell? Ghislaine's father. Robert introduced Ghislaine to Jeffrey. Well, what did Robert Maxwell do? Robert Maxwell was a media mogul. Oh, wait a minute. This started with a media mogul, and now we're going to trust the media in 2024 to bring you the list of names that we promise you is going to be the smoking gun. And then all's going to be well. No, it's not. You have Virginia Guffrey standing in court testifying firsthand. Do you know what they did to Virginia Guffrey? Ghislaine Maxwell, who was found guilty of trafficking girls, refuted Virginia Guffrey's testimony that she met Bill Clinton on the island and it was so ruled. That they discredited Virginia Guffrey's testimony based on that fact. Well, former President Clinton's legal team was also notified that, hey, these names are going to be released and you have 14 days to appeal, and his legal team had no appeal. So yes, you're going to see his name in the 50-odd trips on the flights to Africa and Europe and all the other places, but they're going to show you that there was no trip to the island. No harm, no foul. So let's think this through for a second. The public wants the list of names. Judge Preska says something else. Judge Preska says that the names will be released because most of the names have already been spoken about and released in the media. Do I think you're going to see a lot of new names? You may receive some names that you did not know had frequently flown on the Lolita or visited Epstein Island or the mansion in New York or in Florida. But people in the anti-trafficking fight have known these names. But Judge Preska goes further. Names of child victims will be sealed. And certain does that did not want their names revealed, those names will also be sealed. So what are you going to receive? What are we going to see that we don't already know, honestly? And then once you get the list and you feel good about, man, we got the list, that's Maxwell's list. Where's the Epstein videos? Because he filmed almost everything. And then what will happen with the names that's going to be revealed? See, in my world, when we rescue a child and there's a perpetrator, we have to see that situation through to the end. That means that mostly women, but men also and boys as well, have to see restoration, care, trauma-informed therapy, rebuilding a life. While we go after the bad guys, the ones who trafficked her. But you know who very seldomly pays a price? The one who's buying the sex. So sure, you can show me a name of the people who flew on the planes. Sure, you can show me a name of the people who visited the island and visited New York. We've got the names. We've had it since 2006. Now what? You got the names so you feel better? That's not justice. Will they subpoena the names? Will those people, the Doe 36 that then gets a name, Doe 29 that gets a name, Will they then be subpoenaed and sit in court and testify of what they saw and didn't see? Will they be cross-examined? And if they were to be cross-examined, well, who's going to be prosecuting? Are these all going to be civil trials? Are we going to have to then get the survivors, the Jane Does that are unnamed, like potentially Jane Doe 162, to muster up enough financial capital to get lawyers to prosecute? Or are we going to believe that Alvin Bragg, the district attorney of New York, is going to prosecute? To what end? Names to what end? Names for name's sake does zero. It's a goose egg. It does nothing for the children who were abused. Who were the buyers? What did they pay? Which bank accounts? Did the banks know? Who blocked and tackled it at the bank level? The transactions? Is the DA of New York, Alvin Bragg, going to subpoena? Is he going to call people in? Or are they going to silence other survivors, victims, more? Because here's why this could be very bad for the case. And I know everybody's so excited. For me, I don't get excited until a child is safe and gets restored by the hand of God. And the bad guy that trafficked her is getting 30 years in jail, and we're going after every single person that paid to buy that child. That's justice. Not a list of names. We got the names. So is that going to happen? What will be redacted? Which lawyers and their clients said, we're objecting in the 14 days, that there's a reason. This will bring harm, because this happened already in the state of New York, in this case, in the Epstein trial, remember? Oh, you can't release my client's name because it will bring public shame to their business. If your client bought a child for sex, forget about their name. But we don't know. We don't know. A name on a list doesn't mean they purchased sex. A name on a manifesto flying on a plane doesn't mean they saw something, but it could. It could. So how do you determine that? You've got to question them. You've got to corroborate all these stories. You've got to hear from the witnesses. You've got to look at their witness and testimony, forensically taken as valid. They must have a voice. But what happens when you give a settlement to a Virginia Guffrey in a Maxwell trial, and Ghislaine Maxwell makes a deal, and you now get a list of names, and you don't prosecute, and you don't subpoena, and you don't cross-examine, and you don't go after the buyers? Because remember, we're not saying the names, the list of names you're about to get, or the remnant of it, are buyers. You don't know that they're buyers or not buyers. You have to investigate. Where's the political capital? Not from we the people. We the people want justice. I'm talking about the law. Which DA? Maxwell wasn't arrested in New York. Why is this case in New York? Why is this case in the same district where Epstein's case was taken? I argue these cases are tried in districts where they have control. Remember, it started with a media mogul that I argue helped make Jeffrey Epstein. I argue that Robert Maxwell targeted Jeffrey Epstein, picked him. Like Alfred Kinsey picked his subjects and his understudies. Like Kinsey picked a Hugh Hefner. Epstein was a nobody in New York. He was not a big money manager. Ask the people that have been around. All of a sudden, his book, the money he was managing, was growing. the circles of influence, socialite, very likable guy. Maxwell Robert introduces his daughter, Ghislaine. I wonder who was handling who. Epstein Maxwell or Maxwell Epstein? Will a list of names bring justice to victims and survivors? Will a list of names result in, within the court of law, the laws within the United States, trial to happen, discovery to happen, testimony, examination, cross-examination, resulting in prosecution of men and women alike who paid for the abuse of children on the hands and the behest of a Jeffrey Epstein and a Ghislaine Maxwell? Will there be restitution for those survivors? Will the survivors whose names had been defamed, like a Virginia Guffrey, their testimonies just shut down as if it didn't matter? Oh, where's the Me Too movement now? Will they be exonerated? Will they be elevated as voices? Because if not, what does this list of names do for you? What does it do for us? Oh, it feels good on social media. It's a lot of talking points. Grow a fan base. It matters zero to me if it's not tangible. They're going to release names that we know. But I will agree that there is the potential in the release of the names that there's new information. And you know, if I can quote a Sherlock Holmes, you never know what little piece of information is the straw that breaks the camel's back. So there is hope. There's hope that there's some slither. Someone makes a mistake. Someone feels pressure. Someone's name gets revealed. They do something. Something happens. My grandpa used to tell me, Yaku, as long as you got a shovel in your hand and you're willing to dig, you'll find something. Question is, in this case, does the law have a shovel in its hand? Or is it carrying a blanket to cover up? I argue this release could be a cover up. Here's why. And this is my thought. The Clinton legal team looked at the information and said, no problem, release the names. They're confident, they're comfortable. I don't know that Bill Clinton has anything to answer for. We got to get people in a court of law and question them, subpoena them. So very well he wasn't on the island. I don't know. But they felt comfortable with what's about to be released. A lot of other names felt comfortable with what's about to be released. Their legal teams feel like there's no going to be any recourse from this. Yeah, it's a little public, but it's nothing that hasn't been mentioned. How long have you not talked about Bill Clinton's name with Jeffrey Epstein or some Hollywood celebrity's names with Jeffrey Epstein? No, but we want a list. We want that black book. It's not even Epstein's list. They call it the Epstein list. It's Maxwell's list. Do you trust the FBI? Do you trust the process of the New York judicial system? So they released the names. We did it. We did it. Judge Preska gets a naughty badge. She gets a golden star. The names are released. We did it. Public, you wanted it. We did it. We gave it to you. We released it. And then what? What? They're going to point towards C? C? Here it is. Here's the names. And President Clinton didn't go to the island, further discrediting witnesses. What about Prince Andrew, Buckingham Palace, the royal family, See, it's released. And it's not as bad as you think. If you really think about it, it's a transition moment in this case, in trafficking at large. It's a moment that could be negative towards justice or receiving justice or seeing justice accurately administered. Because it could be, we released it, there it is, there's your smoking gun, and it's a whole nothing pie. Names on a list, sure. So the Hollywood celebrity that you go, that you're going to say, I knew it, I was right. His name is on the list. I knew it. Okay? Now what? Meanwhile, today, yesterday, every day, we're rescuing American girls and boys from trafficking that are being trafficked while we're watching Epstein. There are thousands of Epsteins in this country. Maybe not all billion-dollar money managers. The average buyer of sex with children in America is a man who is a father of two and earns north of $100,000 a year. That's the profile. That's your neighborhood. That's your PTA member, school principal, sitting U.S. senator, cop, fireman, janitor, athlete, coach, pastor, priest, therapist. How does this case and these names impact that? That's how we look at it. How does this help us end trafficking of children in America? Releasing a list of 150 names, if it's gonna be that, doesn't do it. You need the full extent of the law. And we have unbelievable laws. Amazing laws against child exploitation, child trafficking in America, including in New York. But a law that's not administered to the law is as good as toilet paper. You can flush it, buddy. If you don't have a DA with the teeth and the political will to see it through, to go after the big names, to topple the ivory towers, to confiscate all their assets, to liquidate their assets. Because crime begets crime. And people who buy children for sex commit other crimes. Follow the money trail. Investigate their banking. It's not happening. Not just not in the Epstein case. It's not happening in the fight against human trafficking. I don't even talk about the children that's coming across the border. Those are ghost children. Nobody's looking for them. We're going back to the border tomorrow. So what can we do? You pray that somebody, somewhere, sees a silver lining, takes a thread, and we're going to look for them. We are going to look for them. We're going to look for the threads. I'm not just going to assume that, well, we know in the names. We're going to look for threads. We're going to look at testimony. We're going to look at tweets and responses. We're going to look at human behavioral science and see who's flinching, who's ducking, who's covering, who's running. The people who said, if the list comes out, I'm leaving the United States. And they're not going to leave because their lawyers had an opportunity to look at the information. And if their lawyers had a problem, their names are not going to be mentioned. So you should be asked, well, who were those guys? No, we're not telling you who those were. What we're told in the media, by the media, is that most did not object. Why would they not object? Because they don't think that this is a substantial and incriminating case against them. Remember, sex trafficking is a crime of the exploitation of persons through the mechanism of force, fraud, and coercion. The laws in our country says that if the child is 17 and under, we do not have to prove force, fraud, and coercion. 18 and over, we have to prove force, fraud, coercion. Many of these were minors who today are adults. Many of them were minors, groomed, recruited, scouted by Maxwell for Epstein, but not just for Epstein, for buyers. Sometimes at order, by age, hair color, ethnic origin, sick, perverted, twisted, fetishes, lived out at the demise of children, innocent children, covered by the law since 2015. Remember, this whole case and this list of names we're talking about now only covers a decade, 10 years. It's not the full extent of Jeffrey Epstein's life as a trafficker. It's not the full extent of Ghislaine Maxwell's life as a recruiter or a madam recruiting children. No, it's just 10 years. It's not about information. What is the information? I can give you information on something and it's a nothing burger. Or I can give you information and it's valid and it has substance to it. And it wasn't pre-checked by lawyers. And it wasn't deemed safe for their clients. You can give me a list of people who flew? Okay. You can give me a list of people who visited the mansions in the island? Okay. Give me a list of the people who bought. Give me cross-examination of the eyes that saw. They're talking about these parties, these orgy-like parties, right? Many people in rooms that saw but didn't say. Come. Sit on the witness stand. Testify the truth. And let's take your story and your story and your story and your story and let's corroborate. Let's see. Hasn't happened yet. I don't think it happens now. But they're going to say, gave the public what they wanted. The list is out. A lot of talking points coming up. You'll see a lot of talking points, probably a lot of news segments. I'm going to do a lot of news segments on this in the next week or 2 weeks. And I'm going to be a broken record. Justice, when the perpetrators are behind bars, when their freedom is stripped from them like they stripped the freedom from a child, by forcing a child to engage in sexual abominations. Otherwise, what are we doing here? Spare no name. But some's already redacted. There's so much here in this case. The question of jurors' testimonies, witness testimonies, the validity of some of the survivors, what they had to say. But we're going to get a list. You know what I'd like to see? Release the videos. Make them available to the legal teams of the survivors. Let's see that. Let's cross-reference, investigate. I do think in the near future, you are going to see lawyers with the political will to go after some of these threats that will ultimately be exposed. But do not for one second think that because Judge Loretta Preska offered up the release of these documents and then given 14 days for people to decide whether their names, clients' names should be mentioned or not, that they're the ones, and Alvin Bragg and Governor of New York, you know, the Hochuls of the world are the ones who really want to see justice. They want it over. And this may be a way to get it over. And the caution I have for you as the American public is it's not over if we don't find out who paid, who bought, who engaged in the acts. And that takes investigation. Sure, could start with names. Let's see if there's any new names on the list. And let's see if there's any of the names we know should be on the list that's not on the list, because those are the ones whose lawyer said, nah, we got reason for you to not make that public. Of course, if there were victims who today still are minors, their names should not be revealed. For the Jane Does who are anonymous, they should be protected. So this saga will continue. It's beautiful soap opera. Meanwhile, let's not forget what really happened here. You may not want to hear this, but this is our world every single day. And we do the podcast just to bring information to you, but this is not what we do. Podcasting. We're out there in the world, 24 hours from now, walking a borderline, looking at what's happening to children, rescuing children in America, fighting insane doctrines in our country that allow children to be sexualized in the classroom, fighting when we have all the witnesses in the testimony to get a DA to even prosecute, to not plead the case down to a misdemeanor or a kidnapping charge or a drug charge, but actually a sex trafficking charge. To go after the big names and the small names alike. That's what we do every single day, to educate our youth on how perpetrators operate, how they groom, how they desensitize, how they traffic. To work with our partner organizations like the Institute for Shelter Care and Samaritan Women and Traffic 911 and TVF and all these organizations across the country that fight like crazy to protect and preserve life and restore life. It's what we do every day. The podcast is to message to you. Here's what I'd like to see from you. Do not for a second, because you got a list of names, go, there it is, justice. It's over. We can move on. If there was no Jeffrey Epstein case, if there was no Ghislaine Maxwell case, do you understand how large the trafficking of children in America is today? And I'm not talking about migrant children trafficked into the United States. We are the number one nation on earth trafficking our own children in country. When you talk to the Institute of Shelter Care, which I'm honored to be an advisor of, you'll learn that a recent study taught us that 27 to 45% of the trafficking, reported trafficking cases in America of minors were at the hands of their own caregiver. Parents trafficking their children. Coaches, uncles, aunts, family friends, people that have access to the child already, not a migrant child. And that child, by the way, 27 to 45% of them, they're not kidnapped. So without a Jeffrey Epstein and a Ghislaine Maxwell, let's pretend for a second that you've never heard those names. The problem that we have at our hands with human trafficking is so large, it's arguably the largest problem in our country. Because it's in your midst. It's among us. It's happening in your school, the church, the public sector, the private sector. It's on the hands of the government. It's on the hands of the people. It's the buyers are in the government. The buyers are in the people. Every walk of life. Satan doesn't discriminate that way. He doesn't care whether a child is black, white, Hispanic, socioeconomic status. It's evil. So do not for a second, when you get this list, take a breath and say, whew, yes, do a celebration lap. Victory. Yes, some progress. At least a name got out there. At least there's some progress. Thank you, Judge Preska, for ordering for the release of this. But I question, Judge Preska, whether we know why you did it. Because unless your why is to see some of these names end up on a witness stand, it's not the right why. The why can't just be release it so we can get this over with. No, it's not over. Oh, it's not close. Because the ripple effects of it has extended to every state in this nation. Families feel it today. And may I remind you, my family felt it. My sister, unbelievable woman of God, is a 6-year trafficking survivor. That's where our journey started. I was 18 that year. She was 12 turning 13. You talk to her and ask her the journey to restore a life. It's an honor to have her in our organization, to be a voice for the voiceless, a voice for the victims and the survivors. So no, it's not over with a list. Or Hollywood is not safe with the arrest of a Harvey Weinstein. You think there's no trafficking, no sexual exploitation, no pay for play in Hollywood because Weinstein is no longer walking free? Are you kidding me? You took Weinstein, what about all the others? You took Epstein, what about the buyers? You took Maxwell, what about the buyers? Well, Yaku, those are the names that are coming. We don't know that they were buyers. We have to investigate. And to investigate, you got to subpoena and you got to file FOIAs. So please, educate yourself about human trafficking, child sexual exploitation, how predators operate online today, how they're using apps like Discord and Saturn, an app designed for kids to hold their school schedule, how boys are predominantly groomed and coerced on online gaming and on their Twitch channels. Learn how to safeguard your children. Apply pressure on your elected officials locally, not just Epstein, New York, Maxwell, New York. No, Omaha, Nebraska, Evansville, Indiana, Dallas, Texas, Lubbock, Texas, the Panhandle, Springfield, Missouri, the cities that we have gone and have performed rescues, the smallest to the largest, and everything in between. Alaska to Maine. It's in your city. Learn. It's not over with the list. Take a victory lap. Yes. But once that list is out, we better start pulling on threads. In the meantime, as the list is released, children are trafficked today in this country. American children and migrant children. What about them? They're not Epstein-related kids. No, they are the victims of a culture that has abandoned morality. That's why we made the movie Sex Nation, which I highly recommend you watch that documentary, the 40-odd expert witness testimonies, the survivor testimonies, the history lesson from 1928 on how we became this nation that would sell children for sex. How we look more like Rome today than ever before. How we became a culture where we're trying to desensitize children, lower the age of consent, allow certain material into formalized education. How we can have laws that are amazing, but we don't prosecute according to that law. Watch the movie Sex Nation. Go to helpjbm.org, our website. Educate yourself. Learn how to safeguard your children. Learn what technology to put on your children's devices. Understand how traffickers operate. Understand what questions you can ask your school principals and your elected officials. I want to thank two organizations that stand with us nonstop. I want to thank Patriot Mobile, the only conservative Christian cell phone provider in the U.S. that puts their money where their mouth is and they reinvest into causes such as ours, rescuing children. Patriot Mobile brings this show to you. It's because of Patriot Mobile's support that we can bring you this podcast. They've actually traveled to the border with us, put their feet on both sides of the border with us as we went to rescue children. They invest in the values that we hold dear as American patriots under God. And then I want to thank Storyville Coffee. The Storyville Coffee team go beyond this podcast. The Storyville Coffee team walks with JBM, Jakub Wojens Ministries, our ministry, to set the captives free, to rescue as many trafficked. So when you go to Storyville Coffee and you order and become a subscriber and the coffee gets delivered to your home, number one coffee roaster in the U.S., the best coffee you can drink, every single cup you drink, you are helping us rescue children from trafficking. You're helping us prevent trafficking from happening. You're helping us educate school boards and school systems, moms, faculty, staff, police, law enforcement, train law enforcement on how traffickers operate. You're helping us develop technology to safeguard children by drinking coffee. Do you want to drink Starbucks that produces nothing, another nothing burger for you? Please drink Storyville Coffee. Subscribe to Storyville Coffee, knowing that your dollars make a difference in helping us fight trafficking. We will talk more about the Epstein saga, but really my attention and my focus is off of Epstein into, well, then who bought the children? Because if Ghislaine was found guilty, and she was, she got a 20-year sentence. I doubt that she lives that out. I think she ends up in some sort of a house arrest situation with some of the deals she's making, kind of like a Martha Stewart did. And potentially she walks free again one day, maybe in France, where she goes to hide. Our focus then is to, well, who bought these children? Because if she was found guilty of grooming and recruiting children for Jeffrey Epstein, which she was, then who did they sell them to? Not just who flew on the airplanes. But yes, it is a good start. So let's see. More to come. Do not think for a second that that list ends the conversation about human trafficking in the United States. It's not even a drop in the bucket. It's a $152 billion industry worldwide selling women and children against their will for sex trafficking. Over $52 billion of that inside the United States. To say that this is a problem is a gross understatement. And remember, we're talking about the innocent being forced to perform acts against their will. Not okay. Not in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Not in one nation under God, surely. Not in a nation that says, in God we trust. Not in a nation whose constitution was founded upon the word of God. Not in a nation that says it's predominantly Christian. Surely we cannot be the number one nation buying sex from minors. But it's the case. But it doesn't have to be. There is hope. There's a way to end this. There's a way to safeguard children. There's a way to protect them. there's a way to get in and remove the elements in society from authority, take their freedom, prosecute, protect. We need you for that. It's not the judges and the district attorneys and the school board committees. It's the parents. It's the moms and the dads. It's the public. It's we, the people, have to take a stand and say, not another child. Not one more. That's what God said to me when he called me to fight this fight. And it's year 29. Not another child. But we need you for that. Please join our monthly newsletter at JBM. Help JBM.org. Become a faith, family, and freedom advocate with us. We've got a new campaign we're launching in the month of January because this is anti-trafficking month, with January 11th being anti-trafficking day in the U.S. And we have a challenge for you. My team would be mad if I don't mention it. Becca would be mad. This challenge is a 21-day challenge, 30-day challenge, whatever you can muster up. You go online and you take this pledge. And that pledge is going to ask you to do some things. Share our media. Share our content. Educate yourself on trafficking. Learn about how to fight it and combat it. Learn how to see it. And then join that monthly newsletter to help us end the sexual exploitation of children in this country. We are America. The hope is that God has a purpose for this nation to be the lamp on the hill, even if we have forgotten it for a moment. And things are bad out there. But there's hope. There's always hope because we serve a God that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but we must choose to walk in his will and his way for the hand of God to manifest through us, for the power of God to flow so that we can stand and say, because of the power of God in me, I can take a stand. Can't do it on my own. But together, we will see the kingdom of glory come to hand. We will see children set free in this country. We will see this culture be raised up again to be moral. We will see this culture stand for the voiceless and defend the brokenhearted and the broken. We will see this country again rally around the destitute and say, come on, this way. Come, prodigals, and there's even hope for the perpetrator. Because in the gospel of Jesus Christ, he comes to save all. They may just have to find their hope and their salvation behind bars. So we need you. Not a list. Give the list, and then get over the list, and then let's go to work. We need you for that. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Please subscribe to the channel, whether it's Rumble or YouTube, on Instagram, like, post, repost. By you doing that, you help the algorithms. You help us meet more people. What if you shared this with five people and someone in those five people, their daughter was saved from not meeting with the wrong guy? Their daughter learned something from our organization and said, hey, I think I'm already speaking to a predator on my Instagram, on my DMs. Or a boy tells his father, hey, there's this guy that plays this game with us all the time. He asks weird questions. I heard one of those questions asked on Jakob Wendt's website. Do you think that guy could be a predator? What is that worth? Is that worth your time to share this? Yes, it is. We cannot do it without you. Please, we need your help. Like, subscribe, share, post, point people in our direction. And if you need help, ask for help. We have help for you. We've got an incredible resource section to help you. If you're struggling, ask for help. It's worth it. There are people that will listen. I know some of the dark voices in your head tells you no one will believe you. No one's going to listen. That's the lie. The truth is, we will, and others will. I want to publicly say thank you to every single organization that fights human trafficking, all the law enforcement that fights with us, our beloved sheriffs across this country that are the champions. Let's take all the information we can get and let's go after the bad guys and let's protect the children. God bless you.